live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there were almost 10,000 people signing on the live register in Donegal at the end of January. Trooper Shane Carney has been released from hospital. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says he expects a full report on the attack on the UN convoy in Lebanon to be published in mid-February. Udny Cunningham-based private Sean Rooney was killed in that attack. The Housing Minister has committed to publishing the regulations for the Enhanced Effective Block Scheme next week. And the Taoiseach has held a round of discussions with political leaders in Northern Ireland. Later in the bulletin, Chris is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the publication of live register figures today by the Central Statistics Office. Almost 10,000 people signing on the register in Donegal at the end of January. That's a 22% year-on-year increase in the numbers in the county, as Ciarán Noble now reports.
CSO figures show there were 9,856 people on the live register in Donegal at the end of last month, a 22.4% rise on the figure at the end of January 2022. There were 1,205 signing on in Ballybuffet, 1,163 in Ballyshannon, and 1,818 in Buncrana. There were 610 on the live register in the Donegal Town Office, 592 in Dunfanaghy, and 1,255 in Dunglow. Killybegs had 694 people on the register, while in the Letterkenny office there were 2,519 people signing on. All of Donegal's local offices recorded increases. More details on our website, highlandradio.com.
Trooper Shane Carney has been released from hospital. In December, the Cork native suffered serious injuries in an attack in Lebanon, during which Newton Cunningham-based private Sean Rooney was killed. The Taoiseach said today he expects a full UN report on the attack to be published in mid-February. Well, the president of PD Fora, Mark Keane, says any findings in that report need to be implemented.
We need to see what recommendations come from it, what has to change, what practices we need to change, the way we conduct our business in South Lebanon and the area of operations, how we review that, and if there's lessons learned, let's learn from it and let's implement the findings.
The Housing Minister has committed to publishing the regulations for the Enhanced Defective Block Scheme next week. He has met with Donegal Fianna Fáil representatives to discuss progress on the scheme. The importance of a prompt transition from the current scheme to the new one was stressed, as was the need to ensure that regulations are practical and work for those affected. Councillor Ciarán Brogan is confident the scheme will be signed into law by April at the latest.
The Minister did confirm to us that the guidelines would be published next week. The regulations would be out, and I think the meeting's proposed to happen with the homeowners next week, and hopefully now when the regulations come out, that everyone, including the homeowners, will have a chance to have a look at the regulations. We wanted to meet before the regulations were published to raise some of the concerns that we had around the scheme and things like the retrospective payment and different issues. So, listen, there's a lot of different issues in there, but at least now the guidelines will be published next week, and hopefully during the month of February there'll be consultation taking place, and we hope to try and make sure and push this on and try and get this signed into law by the end of March or beginning of April, because there's a lot of homeowners out there that want to see this scheme implemented and implemented soon, and I think it's important that we get the information out there to the people. And I suppose since our meetings with the Donegal County Council over the last number of months, a lot of people have applied now. I think almost 1,200 people are in the scheme at the moment. About 650 have been approved. So a lot of work happening behind the scenes, and we need to try and push that on as best we can. And I think the Minister and his team have listened very carefully to what the Fianna Fáil councillors have raised with them. And look, this is, as I see it, a work in progress, but I think it's moving forward. And that's exactly what people want to see happening.
Councillor Ciarán Brogan. The Taoiseach has held a further round of discussions with political leaders in Northern Ireland. The DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, told Micheál Martin once again his party would not re-enter Stormont until the Northern Ireland Protocol has been replaced. Well, the SDLP leader in Stormont, Matthew O'Toole, once again called on the DUP to change its position.
Well, how we get back is the DUP end their boycott. Their boycott was never justifiable. It wasn't justifiable a year ago. And it was never a mature or acceptable way to deal with the consequences of a hard Brexit that they themselves championed.
Well, Micheál Martin told reporters this afternoon he believes there is a difference between these discussions and the previous ones. And he says the difference is very much in terms of the intensity of the ongoing negotiations between the EU and the UK.
Well, I think the change is, if I can call it change, is that it's clear to us serious discussions and negotiations are underway between the United Kingdom government and the European Union Commission. Now, whether they result in an agreement or not, we don't know right now. My observations of the nature of the engagement between the UK government and the EU is that it's a very serious one, it's substantive. Now, I don't think we could have said that last October or November.
The provision of emergency surgery on a 24/7 basis should end in a number of hospitals to protect patients, according to a new report. The Royal College of Surgeons says emergency surgery is safest when performed during normal working hours. The report recommends an overhaul of how emergency services are structured, with the setting up of hospital networks and more surgeons working across multiple sites. The RCSI Vice President, Professor Deborah McNamara, says it's important that patients receive the care they need.
Every patient who's admitted as a surgical emergency or who comes to hospital as a surgical emergency has an enhanced amount of resource available at the first point of presentation, so that those patients are seen by a senior surgical decision maker and have access to diagnostics more promptly. That will enable a lot of patients to be seen, treated and discharged on the same day.
Niamh Connell GAA Club has paid tribute to one of the two men who died in a crash in County Mayo earlier this week. 27-year-old Martin Murphy and 25-year-old Stephen Brennan, whose mother is a native of Donegal, were both pronounced dead at the scene. In a post, Niamh Connell said they were devastated to hear of the passing of Stephen, who was an ardent supporter of the club through his mother Rita from Mina Hollow. Mayo councillor Tom Connolly says the tragedy has cast a dark shadow over the area.
Well, first of all, I want to express my sincere sympathy to the families of the bereaved. It's a tragedy any time of year for this type of news to go to anybody's house. But sadly, it happened here on the N60, and it was a very serious accident with the cattle truck. And as a result, it ended on the two fatalities of two young men in their 20s.
Four police officers have been attacked in Derry as they responded to a report of suspicious activity. One was bitten, the other three were kicked. With more details, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Officers were responding to a report yesterday morning of two men acting suspiciously in the Bonmore Place area, reportedly attempting to open doors of properties. A search of the area was conducted and two men were found lying on the ground, one of whom was unconscious. Officers carried out CPR on the man, who was subsequently hospitalised. As the second man, a 31-year-old, was being arrested, officers were attacked. He was arrested on suspicion of two counts of burglary, one count of attempted burglary with intent to steal, aggravated vehicle taking causing damage to the vehicle, suspicion of driving while disqualified, drink driving and driving without insurance. Detectives are also investigating a burglary into the Waterside area yesterday morning at 6:30 a.m., during which a red Volkswagen Golf was stolen. Detectives believe this incident is linked to reports of other burglaries in the Strathfoyle area. Police are appealing to anyone with information on the red Golf or who saw two men acting suspiciously in either area to contact them.
Western Brand is extending a precautionary food recall of some specific raw chicken products. They're being recalled due to the possible presence of salmonella. It's linked to an ongoing Department of Agriculture investigation into infection in broiler flocks. The products recalled include chicken from Aldi and Dunn stores with a use-by date of the 6th of February. It also includes a use-by date of the 7th of February for Little Irish Small Chicken and Lenmore Chicken Breast Fillets. A day of action is underway in Donegal, with Gardaí urging road users to stay safe over the bank holiday weekend. Gardaí say high visibility rolling checkpoints and patrols across all road corridors will continue in Donegal until 9 o'clock this evening. Gardaí are warning people that they're pursuing the four key lifesaver offences: driving under the influence, speed, non-wearing of seatbelts and use of mobile phones while driving. Assistant Garda Commissioner Paula Hillman says this is an initiative that's being implemented right across the country.
It really is about ensuring everyone has a really safe bank holiday, and we don't want to see, you know, anyone killed or seriously injured on our roads. And unfortunately, trends have been going in the upward direction, and that's why it's important. Just for this bank holiday and going into February with the midterm break, just reminding people of, you know, those behaviours and can help us all stay safe on the road.
A Donegal native is one of four new appointees to the Board of Governors and Guardians of the National Gallery of Ireland. Culture Minister Catherine Martin today named Adrian O'Carroll, a native of Killybegs, as one of the new nominees. The married father of four was co-founder of the Merion Capital Group. He is currently involved in the project Art Centre in Dublin's Temple Bar. He'll serve a five-year term on the board. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Marion Harkin is urging the government to deliver support for tourism-dependent businesses affected by the numbers of refugees being housed in hotels. The issue was raised on the back of a recent meeting with community leaders and business people, which Deputy Harkin described as constructive and focused on seeking solutions. She's calling for a dedicated tourism officer, community liaison officer and increased bus services. Deputy Harkin told the Union Minister for Tourism that a more focused approach needs to be taken.
I'm specifically asking you about, you know, supports for business. And I heard what you said about a higher budget for marketing. That's good. But we also need to look at those areas that are hardest hit. And there are a number, Minister, and we need to focus on some of those areas. You mentioned the temporary business energy support scheme, but of course, all businesses get that, and that's in the context of the escalating cost of energy. And we need something that's more focused than that. And that's for everybody. But you have to recognise that there are specific issues that I'm talking about here. Yes, I would hope that the 9% VAT rate will be maintained. That is important for businesses, and that there's no cliff edge. But Minister, I speak, as you do, to a lot of people about this issue, and people are really willing to help and want to help. I mean, one man from the RNLI spoke about the fact that there are several hundred people who've never seen a sea before and don't know that there are dangerous currents there. From that simple thing to supporting businesses, communities need to know we're on their side.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with all the equipment you need to get fit this year, including home gym equipment like weights, skipping ropes, resistance bands and exercise balls.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Chris Ashmore.
Good evening, Donal Kavanagh. Let's start our sport this evening with a look at what will be a busy weekend on the Gaelic Games front. Well, after Donegal's great win at home to Kerry in the Alliance National Football League Division 1 last time out, attention now switches to an away trip to great rivals and neighbours Tyrone in Omagh on Sunday. Tyrone were beaten by Roscommon in their league opener and will be hoping to bounce back this time around. Well, Donegal manager Paddy Carr has named his squad for the game. It shows just one change in the starting 15, with Termon's Jamie Grant, who was named to start last week but didn't play, named again at number 7. If he lines out, he'll take the place of Martin O'Reilly. Well, regular Highland match analyst Brendan Kilcoyne says the win over Kerry was fantastic, but Donegal will need more out of their forward line in Omagh on Sunday.
I think we're going to need to score more. You know, up front, you look at, you know, a lot of the scores were coming from further out the field. I thought we did well enough in the middle of the field. Keelan and Jason McGee did well enough in the middle of the field. Jamie Brennan did brilliant carrying the ball out from the fence at times and relieved a lot of pressure for Donegal last Sunday. But there wasn't enough good quality ball going into that inside line, and you need your inside line tipping in with good scores, with 3-4 points apiece, maybe getting an odd goal. And we never really, you know, in my mind, we didn't threaten that last Sunday, because with the work and getting a good supply of ball inside, the scores were coming from deeper. So we need to be more clinical up there. We need to try and get the ball into that full forward line, because we know the quality we have. We know that Jamie can get score. Patrick, you know, kicked the winning score and was fantastic kind of thing, but he wasn't really in the game, so he wasn't getting the service. And, you know, he knows, Patrick knows well, coming up against these Tyrone defenders, they're going to be dogged. They're not going to give much space. So we have to find a way to get these guys involved in the game more.
Well, Tyrone and Donegal will be the centrepiece of Sunday sport here on Highland Radio, with commentary from Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh. Well, elsewhere in the top flight on Sunday, Kerry host Monaghan, Galway meet Roscommon, and Armagh face Mayo. Derry, meanwhile, are away to Louth in Division 2. In hurling, Donegal face Sligo at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny tomorrow, with a 2 o'clock throw-in for their Alliance National Hurling League Division 2B clash. In the same division, Tyrone are at home to London. Derry meet Kerry in Division 2A. And Maxi Curran's Donegal ladies make the long trip to Tralee. They take on Kerry tomorrow, having lost their opening two games against Galway and Meath. It's a 12 noon start for their Little Ladies National Football League Division 1 clash with the Kingdom. And staying with Gaelic games, Dublin side Kilmacud Crokes have taken their case to the GAA's Central Appeals Committee. Earlier this week, the CCCC ordered a replay of their All-Ireland Club football final with Derry and Ulster champions Glen. The Central Appeals Committee say they will hear Crokes' appeal in the coming days. Kilmacud Crokes won the January the 22nd decider on a scoreline of 111-109 at Croke Park. However, the game finished in controversy as the South Dublin outfit had more than 15 players on the field when Glen took a 45 deep in injury time. On to boxing, and Donegal boxing star Jason Quigley will make his return to the ring in April. The Twin Towns middleweight will headline at the National Stadium in Dublin, and that will be on the 1st of April in a show hosted by Elite Shear. It'll be Quigley's first time to box as a professional in Ireland and is his first bout on Irish soil in 10 years. Quigley, who has a pro record of 19-2, including 14 knockouts, hasn't been in ring action since his WBO middleweight title contest in November 2021. His opponent has yet to be named. In rugby, Ireland have had their captain's run at the Principality Stadium ahead of tomorrow's eagerly awaited Six Nations opener against Wales. And the Six Nations weekend commences tonight in Colwyn Bay, with Ireland's under-20s up against their Welsh equivalents. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. In soccer, record signing Enzo Fernandez could make his Chelsea debut tonight. Graham Potter's side welcome their West London rivals Fulham to Stamford Bridge for a Premier League encounter. Kickoff at 8 o'clock, and it's the same start time for West Bromwich Albion against Coventry in the Championship. Meanwhile, Brighton manager Roberto Di Zerbi has calmed fears that Evan Ferguson could miss the start of the Republic of Ireland's Euro qualifying campaign. The 18-year-old striker left the Amex on crutches last week following a dangerous tackle from Liverpool's Fabinho. But Di Zerbi says Ferguson could play some part in tomorrow's league game with Bournemouth.
The injury is not so heavy. Maybe can play tomorrow or the next game, but it's not strong injury.
And staying with cross-channel soccer, Tottenham manager Antonio Conte could be involved in Sunday's Premier League clash with Manchester City just days after surgery to have his gallbladder removed. His assistant Christian Stellini says that the Italian is recovering well following his operation. In the Irish Senior Cup this weekend, there's sixth round action. One match this evening, Bangor against Crusaders. And there's a number of junior games here in Donegal this evening. In the Brian McCormick Cup, Rathmullen Celtic scheduled to face Fannad United at 7:30. In the Glencairn Division 1, Kildrum Tigers against Capri Rovers at 8 o'clock. And it's also an 8 o'clock start for Cranford Reserves and Kilmacrenan Celtic in the Old Orchard in Division 2. And the League of Ireland and RTE have announced details of the first live games for broadcast ahead of the 2023 season, with newly promoted Cork City hosting Bohemians in the first live game of the season on the opening night of the SSE Airtricity Men's Premier Division. Derry City St. Patrick's Day fixture with Sligo Rovers will be broadcast on the 17th of March on RTE2, while Damien Duff's Shelburne hosts Derry City on March the 31st in front of the cameras. There'll be 18 games broadcast live during the season, as well as the Cup semi-finals and final. And finally in golf, Pádraig Harrington is 6 off the lead at the halfway stage of the Ras Al Khaimah Championship. He shot a second round 70 today and will go into the weekend on 5 under par. There's a three-way tie for the lead with Adrian Moronk, David Law and Ramis Hogyard all on 11 under. Tom McKibben is 3 under par, but both Gary Hurley and John Murphy missed the cut. And finally, Seamus Power resumes on level par on day 2 of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Hank Labioda holds a one-shot lead on 8 under. And that is your Friday evening sport.
Good morning, Chris. Agusanish on North Alev Ek Column Ferreter.
She were Mahasa Column Ferreter in Charlin, Prive Skelty. Be Antarctus Agus, Common Cultura, the Kuractan, Jerakoa Bruam Liana, a reached Don Ela, Shandos, the first Saja, Jerakarula, Svi, Agus, a Kuigola, Svi, and Visha. It's a Prive I'm Shandos, the first Saja, Najesha Horch, the Rini. Kaliru a yanu ar savras changa culture agus na halinia tradition ta agus the lads root sa kahar le lenin jerry shartinia be blasu agus lergas a dorch ar tradition duha sa hat na chira ar ejer auraniak ta dausa agus aralia be rea buchuri o arachtas na sauna fiha fiha sa da agus blianti yala komai la karja an arachtas ran vharcha le lenin na fera tri hardlana agus leriha a horch haran jerry shartinia Fog riu clar inta emacti coltarha a vesur siul sa forish nashunta mar ahantas eran gaed sira bank la hai la ele vrija agus imbolag mar an caed la sira pobli anierin a anim niu a span carter jesh ar foil la 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 vrija ahantas a horch don rol ri hawakta a ta ag mara in star coltar agus a sochi na herin Ta I dal ni chyrain capi mar stiwr hwr service I ffol si hwrachta ffoclwrachta agos termiachta da chod fforest ni geiriga as garrison I gondi ffarmana I o gwyhys agos beis a lonicha yn offigi fforest ni geiriga ingi dŵr. Agos capu a lein sgahol fosta mar prif aimaniach ŵr an agriachta oiga edrychus agos ilana monsiris choranta I rin y siart yn ychomai. When on a diha o geltart honigun and all, a ma eacti a comortus sclep, fiha fiha sa tree iha warch, la hoan o fari as pobleskull gidor, agus mihal mac a fajin as a pobleskull clahanili, a torch lo free of dushina and denya don kiltort ener as far, birch and a god ranog hen, agus a group of dausa stura and kedach a chomai sa ranog rinka kruhiha. Shin Machod Eligulier, Slan August Bannacht.
Gulamahogath Column Augustinish on I'm sure. Generally dry and cloudy this evening and tonight with isolated light rain, drizzle and mist, lows of 5 to 8 degrees Celsius with a moderate to fresh southerly wind. Rain tomorrow morning will clear by afternoon, leaving a cold, bright day on Saturday with sunny spells. Afternoon highs 6 to 8 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh southerly winds and they'll ease becoming northwesterly after the rain. And that's Highland Radio News. There were almost 10,000 people signing on the live register in Donegal at the end of January, a 22% increase in the numbers at the end of January 2022. Trooper Shane Carney has been released from hospital in December. The Cork native suffered serious injuries in an attack in Lebanon during which Newton Cunningham-based private Sean Rooney was killed. The Tonnage meanwhile said today he expects a full UN report on the attack to be published in mid-February. PG Fora, the representative body for the Defence Forces, says any findings must be implemented. The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, has committed to publishing the regulations for the enhanced effective block scheme next week. He was meeting with a number of Donegal Fianna Fáil representatives to discuss progress on the scheme, and the Tánaiste has held a round of discussions with political leaders in the north afterwards. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he detects a change in the tenor of the discussions between this time and the last time he was in Stormont. He said he believes the reason is because the discussions between the EU and the UK have intensified. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with local news again at 6 o'clock. But for now, have a very good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 3rd of February. The death has occurred of Mary Flood, née McLaughlin, 4 Pillar Park, Buncrana, formerly of Redrow, Buncrana. Mary's remains will repose at her home from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with house private pleas from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass on Monday morning at 11 in St Mary's Chapel, Cockhill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Willie Joe Keenahan, Kilmacrennan. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral from there for Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, directly or care of any family member. The death has taken place of Teresa Friel, Donaf, Uris, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:30, going to St Michael's Church, Uris, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private pleas to family and neighbours only, and private on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Breege Donnelly, née Lynch. Her remains are reposing in her mother's home at Sapa, Muff, Donegal. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12:30 for 1 o'clock funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Teresa McAteer, née Duffy, Lagboy, Tammany, Fannad. Teresa's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there at 11:30 tomorrow morning, arriving in St Columbus Church, Massmount, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary at 8 p.m. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St Mary's Fanavolte and St Columbus Massmount Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the cardiology unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. The death has occurred of Sean Marley, Clohan Beg, Clohan. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 11 in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with interment afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. with family time from 10 p.m. until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Stephen Brennan, Lismoran, Bohola, County Mayo. Stephen will repose at his home in Lismoran, Bohola, County Mayo tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and on Sunday from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Monday at 12 noon in the Church of the Immaculate Conception and St Joseph, Bohola, followed by burial in St Joseph's Cemetery, Bohola. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Bohola Post Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.